say, if I'm for...
Oh, gee.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, oh, gee. Oh, sweet is the margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. Swift and Company's family of favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meat, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Ah, there's the fragrance of fresh coffee and hot biscuits in the dining room of the little white house with the green shutters this morning as we look in on the meat to live on.
I'll have another couple of them fried eggs, Daddy.
Oh, here you are, Louis.
Ah, dear. Don't they look pretty with their little eyes, Daddy? So trust me. Hot biscuits, boy. Ah, now I'm all set.
Yeah, you certainly are, Louis. You've built quite a structure there. Hey, doesn't all that food in front of you frighten you?
Heck no, Morty. I ain't no coward.
You certainly aren't, Brother Louis. He always did have a fine appetite, even when he was a child.
Louis, a child? Oh, no, no. I won't even think about it before I have my breakfast.
Mm. Divide 365 days by 52 weeks.
Beg your pardon, Peggy?
Oh, pay no attention to me, Daddy. I was just doing my homework for Dr. Furnish's class.
What were you trying to figure out?
Yes.
365 days, 52 weeks. Boy, am I a goof. There are 7 days in a week, of course.
Well, very good, dear. You're beginning to think like Dr. Furnish, too. Well, now that you've estimated the days of the week, do you mind telling us what you're studying?
Budget, Daddy.
Budget?
Yes, Mother. Mm-hmm. Dr. Furman said that with the high cost of living, we should learn all about budgeting, and that every family should be on a budget.
Very good, dear. Very good. Yes, there's nothing like learning the theory of things, even if they don't work out practically. Now,
excuse me, Mortimer.
Yes, dear.
I think Dr. Furman is absolutely right.
Now, Aggie.
That's exactly what this family needs.
Oh, what's that, Aggie? Pat the eggs, Peggy.
Yeah.
Hot biscuits and jam, Mortis.
Yes.
That's nice. I can reach for the milk myself.
But Agatha,
we're going out of budget.
But Agatha, we can't.
Quit interrupting Aggie, Morty. Go ahead, sis.
We're going to cut down on our personal allowances, our clothes expenditures. And among other things, we're going to stop wasting food.
Whoa, now just a minute.
Louis, quit interrupting Agatha.
Oh, but Mother, this is only for school.
I know, dear. And we can all go back to school right here at home. I know. We'll make a game of it.
I'm too old to play games.
We'll all pitch in, work up a family budget as well as individual budget, and we'll save like mad.
Say save or starve.
Oh, now, Louis, stop grumbling.
Oh, my dear.
And Mother, get that martyr's look off your face. And tell me, let me see Dr. Furman's book. The meats are going to budget our bust.
Speaking of Buston, ah, boy, wasn't that a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner? That turkey, those cranberries, that pumpkin pie. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Before I get to sounding too much like Louis, I want to ask you good cooks a question. Didn't you find All Sweet Margarine a real help with all that holiday cooking? I'll just bet you did. But you know, that doesn't surprise us one bit. Because good cooks everywhere are always telling us that the delicate, natural flavor of All Sweet enhances everything that's cooked with it, whether it's a luxurious dessert or an everyday vegetable. You know, that's a mighty comforting thing to know about any food these days, that it will serve as well for party food as for our daily bread. As one woman said, All Sweet is like meeting an old friend all dressed up in glamour, yet you know that underneath there's the same goodness and character you can depend on. Swift All Sweet is a margarine you can depend on. You can count on its freshness, its consistent supply of vitamin A, its easy spreadability, its smooth coloring qualities, and best of all, you can count on the delicate natural flavor, which has won for All Sweet the preference of millions of American homemakers. Remember, All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Here's Dr. Furnish's book on budgeting, Mother.
Oh, thanks, dear. My, it's such a big book. And so heavy.
That's because Furnish uses them long words.
Louise.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not going to find any of this very funny. Oh,
nonsense, Mortimer. We all just have to,
put our shoulders to the wheel.
Put our noses to the grindstone.
Make a bite in time, save 9 stitches besides.
That'll do, all of you. Now, let me see.
Oh, Agatha, can't we discuss this after we've eaten, dear?
Budgeting for Joy.
I can't, I guess.
By Dr. Herkimer Homer Furnish. And listen to the subtitle. How to Avoid Being Financially Embarrassed or Shy in Your Payments. Now, doesn't that inspire you all? Mortimer, we'll begin with you.
In the name of Mortimer Meeks, you'll lead all of the rest. Go ahead, dear.
Yeah. Begin on Morty, Aggie. This is going to kill me.
No such luck.
Mortimer, just how can you save money by budgeting?
Well, I could begin by being a bachelor.
Very good, yeah.
But don't encourage your father, Peggy. Well, Mortimer, since you won't take this seriously, Dr. Furmish's book will have to tell you what you're going to do.
If I didn't know. Yes, dear, what am I going to do?
To begin with, you're going to cut down on your pocket money.
Well, wouldn't it be simple if I just cut down on my pocket? Then I wouldn't have any money.
And you, Peggy, are going to cut down on your spending money.
Oh, goodness, Mother, I barely have enough for an occasional super-duper Sunday now.
Well, do your good, Nikki. They're fattening. Pat the eggs, Morty. And the...
High biscuits and jam, I know. Yes, here you are, Louis.
And you, Louis, are going to cut down on the amount of food you eat.
Yeah, I'm going to cut the... cut down on food? Oh, listen now. Do you want me to go around undernourished and starving? I only eat to keep my strength up.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to reconcile yourself to being not so strong, Louis.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen, Morty. It'll cost you more in the end. I eat less, I lose weight. I lose weight, none of my suits fit me. None of my suits fit me. You have to buy me new ones.
In the name of Mortimer Meeks, you lead all
the way. What did you say, dear?
It was nothing, Agatha, nothing. Now, dear, suppose we just all resolve to try to save, to try not to spend foolishly. Couldn't we do that and not get into a mess with Dr. Furnish's budget plan?
Oh, Daddy, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, that's a ticket, Morty. That's a caruli-daruli idea.
Pacific. Oh, please, all of you. I'm doing this for all of us. We're all going on a budget. And that budget begins right now. From now on, the motto of the meet is budget or bust.
I'm sorry, Elmer. I can't go out tonight. No, of course I like you. It's just that we're all saving money by being on a budget. Oh, no, it'll be too late. You see, by the time we all get our budget book challenged every night, it's too late to go out.
I'm sorry, Max, but you'll have to tell the boys I can't come tonight. Nah, we're all on a budget, that's what's the matter. Oh, yeah? Well, listen, things are so tough around here that from now on, I'm economizing by taking punch bags.
Yes, this is Mortimer Meeks speaking. Oh, Jack, down at the Mississippi Bend shop. Yes. You have some new men's hats in, a special price? I'm sorry, I'm not interested. Hmm? Oh, Aggie's got us all on a budget. Mm-hmm. You beg your pardon? What does a new hat got to do with budgeting? Well, Aggie could say that I've got to cut down on my overhead.
Daddy, you have to do something. You simply have to. This mother put us all on Dr. Furmish's budget. I can't get anything to make sense.
Yes, I know, dear. The only happiness we've had around this house is in the title of Dr. Furmish's book, Budgeting for Joy. Joy.
I haven't been able to do anything with the other kids. No after-school snacks for Sundays, no parties here at the house. No nothing.
Well, I'm sorry, dear, but remember, it's always darkest before the dawn.
And every cloud must have a silver lining.
Exactly. And there's always a brighter tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And they can conquer who believes they can.
Yeah.
Daddy, should we stop kidding ourselves?
Yes, dear, yes. I guess we've had enough old things. Your mother is certainly a determined woman.
Mm-hmm. looks like he's determined to turn all of us into worrywarts.
Worrywarts.
All except Uncle Louie.
Oh, I know what you mean, dear. Since he's cut down on our food, I'm afraid your Uncle Louie is going to turn into a cannibal. So we certainly have to do something, though, about this budget plan, I heard.
You certainly have to.
Yes, I certainly have to. I certainly have to.
Daddy, are you a man or a mouse?
I'd rather not answer that, daughter. Women are afraid of mice.
Daddy, why don't you talk to Mother?
Well, Peggy, I talk to your mother all the time. Yes, we have wonderful conversations about everything on earth.
Father, stop trying to avoid the issue. Are you or are you not going to have a talk with Mother about this budget?
Oh, of course, dear. Yes, of course. I'll have a talk with your mother right away. I'm a condemned man, eat a hearty dinner. I can't even remember my last hearty meal.
Got fun.
Oh, my goodness. What am I saying? Oh, are you busy, Agatha, dear?
Just unwrapping the packages I bought downtown, dear.
You packages? But, Agatha, how can you afford to buy all of these things when you're on a budget?
Oh, don't be silly, dear. These things don't go on the budget.
Oh, well, what do they go on?
It's a charge account.
Well, but we'll have to pay for all these things eventually, dear.
Well, I know that's silly, but so far I haven't spent a cent.
Oh, life is father. What's in those packages, dear?
Essentials, Mortimer. Nothing but essentials.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. You take Dr. Furness's book and I'll check these things off. Hmm? Ready?
Oh, yes, dear. I'm ready. If not ready, maybe.
Letters and ledger paper. A perfectly darling little pocket adding machine. Look, Mortimer.
Yes, perfectly darling.
Essentials, razors, pen holders, and pen points.
Nice.
And a quart of blue ink. It's cheaper by the quart.
Well, on our budget, we should have bought red ink.
Oh, don't be silly. Now I can get to work. Oh, yes, before I forget, the bank called up today.
Oh, it is?
Yes, they were all excited. Silly. There's something about our account being overdrawn.
Well, I hope you straightened them out.
Oh, I did. I sent them a check. You see?
It's wonderful, Agatha. When they call you up tomorrow, say hello for me. Here.
Yes?
Don't you think you've gone a little overboard on Dr. Furnish's budget?
Overboard?
Yes.
Mortimer, what do you mean by that remark?
Well, it's just that Peggy's unhappy and Louie's hungry, and I...
Well, what about you? I'm waiting, Mortimer.
Well, I'll fill in as well, dear, with a nice blue ring. Oh, I'm so glad you saved money by buying it by the quart. I failed you.
Oh, Daddy.
Well, I just couldn't destroy your mother's dreams. She's so tied up in her budget planning, she's just bursting with happiness. You see, dear, she went out and bought all of the equipment to balance our budget. And I just didn't have the heart to spoil her for her.
Oh, Daddy, you old softy.
Now, I can be firm, too, when the occasion demands.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see it's up to me.
What do you mean, daughter?
I mean, I'm going to break up this budget business by myself.
Now, Peggy, I told you how much fun your mother was having. Besides, she would get tired of us pretty soon. Always does.
Well, I know. But before then, I'll be a social outcast. Louie will be down to skin and bone.
That I'd like to see.
And you'll be a nervous wreck. No, Father, my mind is made up. You're no help. And Louie just sits in the kitchen and looks longingly at the ice box.
Yes, well, I do think it was a little extreme of your mother to put a padlock on it.
So, I guess it's up to me. Daddy, I'm going to invite Dr. Furness over here to help us.
You mean your teacher, the inventor of budgeting for joy, to help us?
Exactly, to help us with money. And, Daddy, when Dr. Furness gets here, Mother is going to learn the meaning of lab work like we do at school.
Mm.
You know, into every joy, a little tear must fall.
Hello. Just thought I'd come in. The door was unlocked.
Yeah, locked. Don't talk to me about locks, Mr. Waggles. Just look at that icebox. Look at it. And to think my own sister done it to me.
Oh, but, Louie, why should Mrs. Meek padlock the icebox?
Budget. That's why. As is budget batted. Why, Mr. Waggles, she's gone so goofy about budget business. She's got me weighing in. Every hour on the hour, I'm weighing in. I'm losing weight from just weighing myself in.
Well, things are bad, aren't they, Louie? But, you know, you should tell Mrs. Meek that if it's the economy she's interested in, then all sweet is made to order for her. You see, the easy spreadability of Hall Street is one of the qualities that made it so popular. Why, even in this cold weather, Louis, a fellow can spread his bread or biscuits from edge to edge, just as thin or as thick as he pleases, without crumbling the bread or wasting the Hall Street. And Mrs. Meek will find Hall Street an economical help in heating up leftover vegetables, or in making creamy, rich sauce, or for tempting desserts. Yes, as a rich table spread or an economical cooking aid, Hall Street margarine is certainly sure to hit any budget. Louis. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say budget. Oh, my gosh, he fainted.
Well, here we are.
Yes, here we are. Or reading the book facsimile there are.
Oh, now don't be doleful, Mortimer. I never saw this family looking so fine since we went on the budget.
We are.
Oh, personally, I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Life has a greater meaning. The future's brighter.
Mother, could I please borrow your rose-colored glasses?
Silly. Now suppose we all report our accomplishments. Brother Louis?
I ain't got nothing much to report, sis. Except my date last night. I took a swell tomato, spent $5 on it.
Louis, you mean to sit there and say that in spite of our budget plan, you took a girl out and spent $5 on her?
Sure, sis. That's all she had.
That'll do, Louis. This is no joking matter. Mortimer, we'll listen to your report.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, dear. Well, out of Dr. Furnish's budget plan, I learned a very significant thing. There is something bigger than money.
Wonderful, dear. What is it?
Bills.
Oh,
my gracious, dear.
Mortimer, one in a family is enough.
Huh?
Well, Peggy, suppose you show the men of this family that the women can be depended on.
Well, Mother, you know the sinking fund? The $5 you gave me for emergencies?
Yes, dear. What about the sinking fund?
It's sank.
Peggy.
It's all going to turn out all right. I've been bound. Well, I don't care. Peggy, do you mean that Dr. Furman, the author of Budgeting for Joy, is coming over here in person?
Uh-huh.
Don't you feel better now?
Oh, I certainly do. My, with Dr. Furman's help, we'll really get somewhere.
Oh, yes, we certainly will. And I wonder where. Well, Dr. Furley. Come in, won't you? We've been expecting you.
You have? How odd. I didn't expect anything at all.
My daughter, Peggy Meek, you know, the family budget, your book, Budgeting for Joy. Remember?
Oh, yes, of course. We now have $16 to try for 32.
Huh?
Witnesses.
Yes, witnesses. Well, come right on into the living room, Dr. Furley. With me.
What is that?
Oh, that is my brother-in-law, Louis, on the couch.
Oh, I see why you should go on the budget. Ah, the ladies, how do you do?
How do you do, Doctor? It was so nice of you to come.
Think no more about it. I started for home, you know. Well, this is a nice one. Most convenient, too.
Yes, and my daughter, Peggy.
Yes. You know, you resemble someone in one of my classes, dear.
But, Dr. Thomas, I own in your class.
That might be the reason. I must remember to tell the other young lady, too. It is an interesting coincidence, isn't it?
Dr. Furness,
yes.
I've worked out all the figures on what we spend. Just the way you suggest in the book. Would you like to look at the figures?
Oh, yes. And I'd like something else, too. Now, let me think. What would I like?
A copy of your book, Dr. Furness?
My book? Oh, no, my dear. Wrote it, you know. Now, what was it?
Perhaps you'd like a cup of coffee while you're thinking, Dr. Furman.
Excellent idea. Thank you. Nippy out, you know.
Yes. Well, I'll get it out of it. How many lumps, Doctor?
I'll have two half lumps.
Yes, two half lumps? Well, why not just one whole lump?
Sounds more economical, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Psychology, you know. Now, let me compare these figures with those in my book. Oh, very interesting. Oh, well, imagine that. My.
What's the matter, Dr. Furman? Did you discover something?
Yes.
Oh, what?
There's a button off my vest.
Oh, so?
No, not now.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, I mean, how about the budget, Doctor?
The budget? Oh, yes. Well, in the first place, I see one unnecessary figure here.
What's that?
It's a large, round figure that occupies that couch and snores.
Hey, you can't talk that way about me. I don't have to stand for those insults. I'm leaving. You've seen the last of me.
Oh, so, no.
Don't nobody try to stop me. I know when I'm not wanted. I'm on my way. So long.
There you are. Your budget is balanced.
What time are we having dinner?
Oh. The usual, Louis. The usual.
No, not what? When?
I spoke too soon. Well, now let us examine the figures in your book.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I see. You spend 25% of your income for food, 25% for rent, 25% for clothes, 25% for incidentals, and 25% for miscellaneous.
Now, wait a minute, Doctor. That's 125%.
Exactly. You're spending 25% more than you make. Very clever.
Goodness. What's the solution to that?
Simple. Elemental. Get your husband a 25% raise.
Oh, but Dr. Fermi, that's not as simple as it sounds. You don't know my boss.
He doesn't know me.
It's...
No, there's nothing to it. Simply walk right into his office, slap him on the back, and demand that raise. What's difficult about that?
He's demanding that raise.
Oh, nonsense. You just pretend you've entered your office right now and ask your employer for a raise. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mortimer. You certainly deserve
one. One.
Oh, well, very well. Well, I come here and say, good morning, boss. He says, good morning, me. And I say, well, I'd like to talk to you, boss. And he says, I'm sorry, me, but I'm too busy. Oh, no, you're not. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, no, you're not. Oh, yes, I am.
Meet, yes. Perhaps you two would like to be alone. Meet, look, have you ever thought of putting your little hand in your boss's and looking up at him in a winsome manner?
Oh, my gracious, Dr. Fermi, if I did that, wouldn't I look a little child?
Not if you want me. Come on,
no.
Come, let's try it. Now, I'll be your boss. You approach me for a raise, eh?
Oh, very well. Excuse me, boss.
Yes, me. Did you want a raise?
Yes.
Good. How much?
25%.
Granted. Are you sure 25% will be enough?
Are you sure you're my boss?
You see me? It's just as simple as alpha, beta, gamma. If you speak Latin.
Mm.
Well, now that I've settled your budget problem, my friends, I must be on my way. I have a date with a financier. Financiers are very confused men these days. Well, budget for joy.
Gracious, did he say the financier was confused?
Oh, Mortimer, I'm so confused by Dr. Furness that I'm half tempted to forget this whole idea.
Oh, wonderful, Mother. Then we can all relax and go back to enjoying ourselves.
That's a fine idea. We'll just put away Dr. Furness's book and your ledgers and the blue ink.
I said I was half tempted.
Oh.
Well, Dr. Furness had two half lumps of sugar,
but the other half of me says I should not give up. Happiness can be obtained only by sacrifice. No. We'll continue.
Oh, me.
Oh, me too.
Right now, I'm too mixed up to think straight. But tomorrow, we can try it again. In the meantime, Mortimer, I wish you'd take us out for dinner.
Oh, we're glad to hear, if our budget can afford it.
Oh, we can. There's a section labeled entertainment. We'll enter our dinners under that.
Well, it certainly is a wonderful budget, Agatha. It has a two-way thread. Well, get pretty up, you two. We're off to dinner.
Oh, are we eating out? Boy, it sure is lucky that I don't stay there. Well, shut your mouth, Morty. Ain't you never seen a hungry man before?
Oh, my, I feel much better. That was such a nice meal, Mortimer.
Yes, it certainly was. Did you enjoy it too, Peggy?
Oh, boy, I sure did. Oh, wonderful food. And not a word about the budget during the whole meal.
Well, we may not have said anything about the budget, Peggy, but I was checking everything just the same. And when that nice waiter brings the check, you'll see that we spend exactly $4.25 for the whole meal.
Did I hear you mention the amount of the check?
Yeah, well, never mind, waiter. Just give it to me.
Okay, but first, allow me to give you a little present.
Oh, present?
Two aspirin tablets.
But my head doesn't ache.
It will.
You mean there's something wrong with the check?
Not from our point of view.
Why, waiter, it couldn't possibly be over $4.25.
It's not possible?
Well, certainly not.
Well, we've accomplished the impossible.
Well,
here you are.
Let me see. Oh, Mortimer.
What?
It's for $7.25. But that's $3 too much.
That's from your point of view, Dave. That's entertainment tax and an extra patty for
Patty.
Well, what? Plus some ashtrays he slipped in his pocket.
Louie, a fine thing. How is it you was looking when I borrowed the ashtray, but you never give me a tumble when I wig whack for another hard roll?
That's how we save hard rolls. You see, in this restaurant, we use a budget system. Professor Fuentes' food control plant
Oh,
hey, lady, what's the matter? You look sick.
Never mind, waiter. Here's the money. My wife is, she's just allergic to the word furnace.
Uh-huh. And budget.
Mortimer, I've made a mess of everything. I did so want to make a success of our budget plan.
Oh, now, dear, don't carry on like that. Everything's going to be all right.
Mortimer, I'm a failure.
Oh, Agatha, dear, now tell me something.
What?
Well, when you make a case, do you measure everything you put in it?
Well, in a general way,
Well, in other words, you don't put in exactly so many grains of sugar or so many drops of milk.
Of course not. I can just sort of tell by the feel of it.
Yeah, but your cakes always come out wonderful, don't they? And you even win prizes with them.
Mortimer, what are you driving at?
Well, dear, my idea of running a budget is like baking a cake. Now, we've really been on a budget all along without realizing it. You've always seemed to know by instinct how much we should spend for this and how much for that, and we've always come out all right.
Oh, yes, Mortimer.
Yes. Well, then, dear, let's go back to your old way of doing things instead of following some theory that we get out of a book.
Oh, Mortimer, how did you ever figure it out so simply?
Well, dear, I guess I'm just plain wonderful.
Here's an encouraging thought for you homemakers to cling to during the holidays when unexpected guests will come popping in and out like ideas in Peggy Meek's head. Easy entertaining, says Martha Logan of Swift & Company, is the way to put your guests at ease. Serve a simple first course in the living room, perhaps tomato juice with potato chips and a nippy cheese spread, while a quick casserole is browning in the oven, and a casserole of what's left over from that Thanksgiving turkey plus peas and mushrooms is a surefire hit when combined with a velvety smooth white sauce made with all sweet margarine. For variation, use individual casseroles and top with dots of all sweet, crumbs, and paprika before browning. And of course, you want to have all sweet on the table for those crusty rolls or hot biscuits that should accompany every self-respecting casserole dish. Yes, ma'am, whether it's a rich table spread or a basic ingredient for turning leftovers into company dishes, all sweet tops the list. So put all sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, at the top of your grocery list today. All sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Well, Daddy, we came here sincere put an end to Mother's budget crusade, didn't we?
Yes, we certainly did. Oh, my, it's nice to have things normal again.
Uh-huh. Super duper Sundays again.
Yeah, and Louis stopped from trying to pick that lock on the icebox.
No more bent bobby pins or discussions about half lumps. Cindy, that reminds me.
What, dear?
Of my assignment to Dr. Furmish's class tomorrow.
What is it, dear? He gravely asked.
I've got to read his new book, Sending for Joy. Will you help me with it?
Oh, gladly, dear. Providing you keep it a strict secret of your mother.
Meet the Meat, starring Forrest Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking. National Broadcasting Company.